Pope Benedict on Saturday heads off for a two-day pastoral visit to Croatia, where he will celebrate a National Day of Catholic Families in the capital Zagreb. The journey marks Pope Benedict's 19th trip abroad and his 13th to a European country. So underlining the Christian roots of the continent is also likely to feature high on the agenda during the weekend visit. Two decades on from independence from the former Yugoslavia, the country is set to join the European Union later this year. Though Croatia is an overwhelmingly Catholic country, the Church is facing some steep challenges resulting from the long years of communist rule and the more recent War of Independence in the 1990s that left new religious and ethnic tensions. The theme for this visit is Together with Christ, aimed at strengthening family life and building an inclusive community rooted in traditional Christian values. To find out more, Tracy McClure spoke with Dr. Gordon Krippic, who is Secretary General of the Croatian Bishops' Justice and Peace Commission. He told her that despite the current challenges, the family and the church remain the most vital and trusted institutions in the post-communist country.
I think that the theme is the family, and the family is one of the most important institution in Croatia, church and family during the centuries, especially during this communist time and the communist regime. Maybe only the free space for live some kind of free life was the space in the family or in the inside the church. And church was the only organized institution which made some resistance, permanent resistance to the regime. So from the other side, during the war in Croatia, the family became quite a vital institution, and institution which help a lot. These family relationships help a lot to many refugees, to many people in needs. So I think if we see, if we look at researchers, the institution is most important institution in Croatian society, and we have quite a problem with trust in institutions. So well, if you have some institution solid and well-grounded and institution which give you a lot of fruits, definitely that's family.
Yeah. The family. Well, in fact, in their letter to the faithful ahead of Pope Benedict's visit, Croatia's bishops outlined some of the challenges facing the people of Croatia today, and they highlighted especially what they called the obvious and sorrowful difficulties which the Croatian family is passing through today. They are so concerned that they say the consequences of these difficulties threaten the very future of the entire Croatian nation. What are they referring to here?
Well, as I said, the family was the most important institution, more solid and vital institution in Croatian history, and it's most trustful institution now during this time. And but you have some, let's say, liberal anarchistic pressure on law, and there is some idea that's coming from this communist heritage that we should be some kind of avant-garde of the advantage in the whole Europe in this idealistic way. That was the problem with the communist system. It was an idealistic system proclaimed ideals, but doesn't do any care to the real people and real life and with the real people. So you have this changing of the law, you have this changing of all atmosphere, like and the family, the laws there. Autonomy, let's say, in this space of bringing the values and socialization, the rule of the family. So if you break this institution, then you could break this whole history, and then you don't have the future. according to Orwell, 1984, well, if you change the past, you'll change the future. And it's some kind of warning that the past and this chain is very important to have these memories and to have this some order on like this. And it is a good protection of dictatorship as well.
Well, concretely, some of the bishops actually outlined some of the challenges facing the family today. One, some of the things that come to mind are unemployment, families finding it hard to find jobs, domestic violence also, and also the fact that people are getting married later in life and couples are living together before getting married. So how are these actually whittling away at the value of the family in Croatia?
That's the problems we are facing at the moment because it's some kind of influence of modern Western countries.
Exactly. These problems are shared by so many countries today.
It's not some Croatian specific. It's something which is very known in Western culture. But also in the Western culture, there is a problem. We have demographic problem, we have the problem with migrations, and then as well, we have a problem with the fertility, with having children, and it's a biological question at the beginning. If we are biologically dying, our culture will die as well. So it is a question of surviving on some basic level. Mm-hmm. Then it's a question, in the beginning of 20th century, there was some fate that this sexual revolution will liberate the people, and people will be under less stress, will have more joy, and will have less psychological problems. But in the end of the century, we see that we have more shrinks, more psychological problems, more emotional problems. So it wasn't the solution. And this, what we could sit down and sit again, what to do with the family and with the relationship, because everyone want to be respect, everyone want to have a strong emotional relationship, and everyone want to be loved and to love. So obviously we should give some new structure of making relationships more solid and with more joy, with less pain.
Mm. Well, how do the bishops propose to, for example, work with political and civil leaders to rectify the challenges, these problems facing the family today?
Well, there is many ways. I'm also working at the Catholic theology faculty, and I'm giving the lectures there. And we do some researches about family and about relationships between a Christian identity and the quality of family lives. So we collect empirical data to see what's really going on and which impact Christianity has to the family, and what we could do to make it better, to help people to live a better life and a better family lives, and what we should do from the other side that we could provide some better services to the people. As well, we have, I was in Croatian Parliament, a representative of the Catholic Church in the Council of Human Rights and the Rights of Minorities, and we had permanent contact and give the suggestions there on which way we should build a better law and better norms and to do some, and especially in educational system, have to build and rebuild this system and have some values through the system and have some socialization through the system. So sometimes we do a good job, sometimes we can't do it, so that's it's life, and it's there's democracy. Well, you have permanent negotiation in this sense. Thank you.
Dr. Gordon Krippic there, Secretary General of the Croatian Bishops Justice and Peace Commission, speaking with my colleague Tracy McClure. And Tracy will be travelling with Pope Benedict in Croatia this weekend, sending us reports and interviews throughout the two-day trip. So be sure to stay tuned or follow us on the website for full details of that papal visit to Croatia.